Welcome to A Parenting Minute, brought to you by Eileen and John Gallo, authors of The Financially Intelligent Parent.
I'm Dr. Eileen Gallo.
And I'm John Gallo.
We've been talking about allowances. When you start giving your children an allowance, they may run out of money before they run out of week. Expect it. It's the start of learning how to budget. Be understanding and sympathetic. Help them think about how next week they can make the allowance last longer. But don't rescue. Resist your impulse to do so. They will learn a tremendous lesson from their mistakes. Rescuing sends a negative money message. You don't have to be responsible with your money. There's always more money for you.
At the same time, you should provide them with an option for earning some extra money by doing special chores. A good technique here is creating a list of special chores with a specific dollar amount attached to each. Post it somewhere and make your children aware that if they run short of money or want to make more to buy a specific item, they can take advantage of these tasks.
If your children consistently run out of money before the end of their allowance period, you need to take a hard look at what is going on. They may need help in creating a budget and making choices, but it's also possible that the allowance is set unrealistically low and may need to be adjusted.
A question we often get is how much say should parents have over how their children spend their allowances? We believe that parents need to give their children the freedom to spend their allowances as they choose. Invariably, kids will make poor choices. Short of purchasing something that might harm them or others or is illegal, like weapons or drugs, they need to be allowed to make mistakes. Forbidding them to use their money the way they choose is telling them that they can't be trusted, that they are not sufficiently responsible to make buying decisions. This message, repeated often enough, can make them insecure about money and make it difficult as they get older to make money decisions with confidence.
In our next Parenting Minute, we'll offer some ideas of what to do if your child starts spending his allowance in ways you disapprove of.
This has been a Financially Intelligent Parenting Minute, brought to you by Eileen and John Gallo.